Unlike other companies, we brought our families with us. We were a late experiment. We had too much to lose. We deserted. We went and hid in the swamps. But we've kept our lineage pure. Almost.
And the pilgrimages? The old people who died in Jaekur? Hong Tre? And the great dark terrible secret of the Nuang Bo that Sarah worries about so much?
The Nuang Bo have many dark secrets. All the free companies had dark secrets. We were instruments of the darkness. The soldiers of darkness. The bone warriors charged with opening the way for Kina. Stone soldiers, warring for the honor of being remembered for all eternity by having our names written in golden letters in glittering stone. We failed because our ancestors were imperfect in their devotion. In every company, there were those who were too weak to bring on the Year of the Skulls.
The old people?
Kai Dam and Hong Tre. Kai Dam was the last elected Nuang Bo captain. There was no one to take his place. Hong Tre was a witch with the curse of foresight. She was the last true priest, priestess.
Curse of foresight?
She never foresaw anything good.
I sensed that he did not want to get into that subject. I recalled that Hong Tre's final prophecy involved Murgan and Sarah, which certainly was an offense to all right-thinking Nuang Bo, and was not yet a prophecy completely fulfilled. Probably. The great sin of the Nuang Bo?
You had that idea from Sarah, of course. And she, like all those born after the coming of the Shadow Master, believes that sin is what caused the Nuang Bo to flee into the swamps. She believes wrongly. That flight involved no sin but survival. The true black sin occurred within my own lifetime.
His voice tightened up. He had strong feelings about this. I waited.
I was a small boy, just taking my first small steps on the path of the sword, when the stranger came. He was a personable man of middle years. His name was Ashutosh, Yaksha. In the oldest form of the language, Ashutosh meant something like despair of the wicked. Yaksha meant much the same as it does in Taglian today,
which was good spirit.
People were prepared to believe he was a supernatural being because he had a white skin, a very pale white skin, lighter than goblin or willow swan, who sometimes gets some sunlight. He wasn't an albino, though. He had normal eyes. His hair wasn't quite as blonde as swan's is. In sum, he was a magical creature to most Nuang Bo. He spoke the language oddly, but he did speak it. He said he wanted to study at the Vingo Gang Temple, the fame of which had reached him far away. When pressed about his origins, he insisted that he hailed from the land of unknown shadows, beneath the stars of the noose.
He claimed to have come off the glittering stone?
Not quite. That was never clear. There or beyond. No one pressed him hard, not even Kai Dam or Hong Tre, though he troubled them. Very early, we learned that Ashutosh was a powerful sorcerer. And in those days, many